Who has the right to say? The right to judge you? I think the main issue that has arrested human evolution is not in the individual, but in the system. What is the system? Because it is always the system. Stupid. But the word system is as slippery as the word context. Because it always means something different, yet there is a distinction that points to context or points to system regardless of size, age, or circumstance. And to see distinction, to be able to see beyond the immediately visible is difficult for humans. To see the essence in a mash of things is the same thing. Why it's difficult? I don't know. But it is. Landmark education is a distinction-based methodology. Except that only a few of the millions that have done the programs to one degree or another grasp distinction, or see any of what is taught as a distinction. They get stuck at the examples level. Which is ordinary. System is an organizing principle. Organizing principle of what and how. In our case it is mostly the organizing principle of what to think, how to think, what is the order of things. The order of things. And who has the right to say? Half of humanity resents that their word is not the word that says. The other half has accepted that their word doesn't matter. That is a systems, aka organizing principle, starting point. So the question needs to come up, who has the right to say, who doesn't have the right to say what? I could be nebulous here, but I won't. The fundamental word is around the questions. What is right and what is wrong and who has the right to say? Are we equal or some people have more right than others? Is our life, our fate, our future predetermined? And by whom? If you look, you should notice that you know the answers. And you either obey them or rebel against them, but either way you are in the chicken coop. The chicken coop that its foundation, its cornerstone are those questions. In every society, in every school of thought, those are the questions that are determinant and are binding to the members of society. And as long as you are governed by that system, you can't grow, you can't become an expanding human being. Because those questions are like the walls of the chicken coop, and of course there are still the other chickens to consider, the chickens who accepted the rules of those who say they have the right to say. And the other chickens are there even if you could climb over the walls. Your soul correction. Your soul correction only alters some of the stuff that is under those systemic thoughts. For example, I have a student whose soul correction is the same as mine. 34. Forget thyself. The main issue of that soul correction is the first question, who has the right to say? They live a lifetime of arguing, resisting, fighting. Being always tense, so tense that they feel, they occur to be rigid. Another similar example is soul correction 28, soul mate. The same as the question, the only difference is they are more militant than 34, and more angry. To the degree you resist anything. To the degree you resist anything. To the degree you are unavailable to grow. Not even inside the system you live in. You not only cannot become all you can become, you are stuck on what you can do with some 10% of your energy or less. 23. Sharing the light is also a resistor, me-centered. No possibility, no room, no energy to grow. So what is the secret that I had that makes me stand out from all the sea of 34s? That made me room to grow? To the degree it has. It is simple. It is the capacity to allow. Allow the wrong to be wrong. Allow mistakes to be mistakes, successes to be successes, weakness to be weakness. To allow. I notice that I rely for support and acknowledgement only on myself. That is consistent with my soul correction. And I allow other people to admire me, to praise me, to be impressed with me. I don't resist it. Why would I resist? Inside the system I would. They don't have the right to say. Understand? After I allow feedback. Just allow, not get, not accept, not appreciate, just allow. I, like a dog with a bone, in my privacy, look again and try it on for size. The feedback, good or bad. My automatic response is no. Who do you think you are to tell me that, to think you have the right to tell me anything? If it weren't horrible, I would laugh, because it is actually funny. Looking from the side, the only place from where you can see the system. The sideways view. For whatever evolutionary reason, the capacity to just allow is a DNA capacity. A DNA capacity that is not active. Maybe because people who allow are free. And free people are dangerous for the system. They need to be jailed, they need to be killed. Or they will spoil the bunch, like a bad apple. Why would allowing make you free? Because freedom is recognizing your limitations. That recognizing means, you don't resist them. You don't reject them, you don't say, they shouldn't be. Recognizing is ultimately the same as allowing. When you recognize someone, you allow them to be who they are. Joe, Bill, or whatever their name is. When you recognize an item, like a fork, you allow it to be a fork, not a spoon, hopefully. Unless you are at 23, 28, or 34. And say, it is not what it should be. Which means, you are not really recognizing. You say A should be B. And that is the opposite of recognizing. You resist. The formula for allowing is A not not A. Not B. A. It is most useful if you are entrenched in the systemic thinking of right and wrong. Good or bad. Black and white. I am not, maybe because I am not religious. Have never been even exposed to that systemic thought. The biggest ROI, return on investment in using and be used by the allowing capacity plays in the area of right and wrong. Allowing wrong to be wrong is hard, easier with the capacity open. Wrong won't change, won't transform into something else, it will remain wrong, but the emotional response will be gone. So it's wrong, who cares? So it's wrong, now what? Instead of the emotional response of resisting it, getting depressed by it, or trying to fix it. My unfortunate students with 23, 28, and 34. My unfortunate students with 23, 28, and 34 will have a hard time not resisting. Their breakthrough if and when they stop resisting will be big. There are more soul corrections like this, I just haven't done the work on ferreting them out. Anyway, I am, for a little while, going to focus on this capacity, the capacity of allowing. We'll have a free webinar for those who bought the Allowing Capacity Activation. The webinar is today at noon EST. I will record the webinar, so if you are late, or if you can't make it, you can have the recording. Because this is, it seems, the capacity that gets you unstuck and gets you moving, I think it has depths that one webinar won't resolve. That is why I also will offer a challenge to support people who want to get unstuck, who want to get going and become at least more than they are. The challenge is a low-intensity personal coaching. In email, I first help you identify where in your life you can practice more often and with more benefits than other areas. And then you start practicing and report to me on how it is going. My job is to spot you. That you understand what the work is. And to activate and activate and activate the capacity, if your activity isn't keeping it open. It may be a long road to hoe. If your future, if your life isn't worth it for you, then this is not for you. You are happy in the chicken coop. I am happy for you. Really, not mocking you, not being sarcastic. Happy is good. Okay, here's the link to have the capacity activated. The challenge will show up after you pay. So stay on the page. Get the allowing capacity.